Yeah, I thought, you know, we played pretty well for the majority of the game. We still got a lot of work to do with execution. We're getting there, you know, especially a new team. And so we go through patches where we're not as fluent as we should be. But I like the style that we play, an up-tempo game, and, you know, we're giving it a real crack on the defensive end. So, you know, it was good. And last play, you know, you always you have confidence. The play before, we didn't get a shot, then the foul, and we always knew that we were going to get another look at it. So it was great execution, and Jaron made a great shot to put it in overtime. Well, it is. You know, the guys do a great job executing plays. You know, and that's what the game's on the line. They trust each other, and they found a way to get in the ball. So it was good.
Jaron, pretty good introduction to the Red Army. How are you feeling after that?
I'm soaking it all in right now. Crowd was loud. We brought the energy, which helped us with the energy. So I think they had a big thing to do with our win.
What changed? You went into came out
of
three-quarter time with 7 points. What changed for you?
I had to stop fouling, man. I was up to 4 fouls. Once I just settled in and focused on what I need to do, and that's what happened. So just locked in.
So it was just a case that you weren't so worried about fouls anymore. You just started
being just go out there and play hard. Coach always talking about go out there and play hard, trust your teammates. It's a brotherhood, so that's what I did. I hope I that my teammates had my back, and they did, and that's what I ended up with.
And what's the feeling of the crowd getting behind you when you hit
it? Man, it's, I'm still soaking it in. Like I said, I'm still soaking it in. So I'm gonna sleep on in, just wake up in the morning and just think like, man, it's a good game last night. So
what does it do for your confidence? I mean, a sluggish start on Thursday, and then you come out today and one hit a match winner, and then also, you know, score big points.
Yeah, it helps my confidence, but my teammates been helping my confidence throughout the years, and I mean throughout the months and preseason. So it's really helped me boost on top of that. So that's how I'm taking it.
How much of a gamble was it to put Jaron back in when he had those 4 fouls?
Yeah, it was a calculated gamble, but we needed some scoring punch. It kind of dried up a little bit, and then we got some plays, got the ball in his hands, and we did a great job going back to it, and they really struggled defending it. So it was like, well, let's ride it. You know, we need to get Casey out of there for a break. Damo was playing minutes. I thought JK played really well, but we just needed that scoring punch. And, you know, Jaron probably didn't have a great first half, but he was certainly the catalyst for us to get back in. I think what we were down 8, maybe 6 at one time. So it was, you know, he made some big plays. And like you said, it's the confidence the teammates having each other, you know, they're giving the ball at the right situation, and you know, he made the plays. It's great.
We're only 2 games in, obviously, but does it concern you seeing the pattern of the 2 games so far, getting that big lead sort of halfway through the game and then really pushing?
Yeah, look, I thought the first couple of weeks would be a test for us, because I don't think we were that cohesive as a unit, but I've seen some stuff in the last quarter that made me really happy. The guys are working hard defensively to get stops, they were pushing the ball, they were rebounding. You know, that's Wildcats basketball. So we're getting there, we're not there yet, but we're certainly heading in the right direction.
How much do you think you bottle that sort of into the game, that overtime period, and show it this week and say, this is what we're going for?
Yeah, well, hopefully we can. Hopefully it catapults us into a good position to start the year well. And this is a league that you don't want to fall in a hole, and thankfully we're not 0-2. You know, we hang tough at the end and believed in each other, even when, you know, 90% of the crowd probably thought, oh, the game's gone, and we get an extra time and play some great basketball.
Is that the ideal, having a team that, you know, you can be inconsistent enough at the end through a game, but when people need to step up, people step up? Is that the kind of team you want to build?
I think that's Wildcats history have done that, but no, we don't want that inconsistency, not for a coach anyway. You like to get a good 4 quarters of playing, but look, we'll get there. We still got a lot of work to do, and we know we're a long way from our best, but it's good to rely on your intensity and your defence and your teammates to help while that's improving.
Jaron, have you hit a bigger shot before in a game?
That's probably my top five right there. Probably top five biggest shots I done hit, but yeah.
And he's the kind of player when a moment like that comes, you want the ball in your hands.
Yeah, I always wanted to be that type player, put in that position to shoot like that. Definitely top five.
What was said during the timeout, Jarrett? Did you say anything to your teammates about the potential to take that shot, or did anyone say anything to you?
They was saying everything to me. They was like, hey, let it fly. Coach drew up the play. I just had a turnover before that, and so I felt really like down about it. And my teammates was just there to pick me up, and coach drew up the play. We ran it, and that's what ended up happening. So it was all about confidence that my teammates have in me.
Yeah,